Come with us with a song in your heart today on Homecoming Radio.
Hi, hi, hello, and welcome once again to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio, where the music touches the soul, and friends are here to celebrate the best news ever delivered, the gospel. We've got the music, we've got the friends, like Kevin Williams, Buddy Green, Gordon Moat, Lauren Talley,
that's me,
Tori Taff, our soft feminine side.
Oh, that's me. Hey, you guys.
And Bill Gaither, where you said it, Bill.
That's right, and my guest today are energized and they're already warmed up. The Goodmans, Janet Pascal, and the Homecoming Friends. Hey, it's going to be good.
Bill, I'm so glad you're nearly conscious today. We are going to start the program with our Homecoming Friends.
One day I was walking in a world of sin, no rest for my weary soul. Joy in my soul, joy in my heart, joy
That's the Gaither Homecoming Friends kicking off Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Appropriate, right? Now it's the Gaither Vocal Band. Hallelujah!
Somebody give me that bass.
Somebody give me that tenor.
Somebody give me that baritone with a whole lot of soul in it.
Somebody give me that gospel truth, and then let's all sing it in a hallelujah band.
Somebody give me that guitar.
Somebody give me those drums.
Somebody give me that bass line. Do it like it's never been done.
Somebody give me that solid rock, and then let's all play it in a hallelujah band.
Somebody give me that quarter.
Somebody give me that eight note.
Somebody give me that halftime and let it go.
Oh, somebody give me that sweet, sweet song, and then let's all sing it in a hallelujah band.
Mark Lowry here. Hey, Daniel, what time is it?
It's advice column time with your expert panel of cornfield counselors.
That's us. That's definitely
you ask the tough questions. We'll give you our ear for sound opinion. Okay, guys, here's the question.
Okay.
If you had a time machine, what time period would you like to visit and why?
I'd like to go back to the 1920s. I don't like the Depression part, but those clothes were
But that didn't happen.
Those clothes, yeah.
Or 29.
Exactly. Yeah. But those clothes were so attractive. I think I could rock.
You'd be such a flapper.
You could have a bobbed haircut for sure.
I think I could.
Oh, wow.
You know what? If I could go back any time, I know the session is closed, but I would open I'd go back to 1948. And see Hovey Lister and his Statesmen for the first time at the Ryman Auditorium.
Of course you
Man, would. That rocked my little 12-year-old world.
And you have not gotten over it yet.
No.
I have not gotten over it. I can show you the very seat in the Ryman Auditorium where I sat.
There's a plaque there, Bill. Yeah.
But I was there.
Had I grown up in the 60s, 70s, I would have been a huge fan, and I am a huge fan, but I would have like been one of those people that go to 300 shows to see the Rat Pack.
Yeah.
I would have been in Vegas as much as possible.
Yeah. High roller.
I think I'd like to go back to yesterday and call in sick for today.
And there you have it. All you need to make your next big decision.
I thought number one would surely be me. Thought I could be what I wanted to be. Thought I could build on life's sinking sand, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountains too high and the valleys too wide. Down on my knees, I've learned how to stand, but I can't even walk without. I thought I had done a lot on my own. I thought I could make it all alone. Thought of myself as a mighty big man, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Oh, can I get somebody to help me sing? I can't even walk without you holding my hand. You know the mountains too high and the valleys are, down on my knees. That's where I learned how to stand, but I can't even walk without. My head.
That was Chris Blue.
Ken Davis here at Homecoming Radio. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Not long ago, some of our radio hosts spent some time on a Gaither cruise with a special homecoming guest.
You know, we feel as though it's important to let you know that the timeline of this interview took place as one of the last times Amber Nealon was with us here on Homecoming Radio before she passed.
And so you're going to hear her voice as one of our co-hosts and part of this conversation with today's guest.
It's Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. It's Daniel Britt, Gene McDonald, Tori Taff, Amber Nealon, and Gordon Moat here. By the way, Bill's back in the studio, but we are blessed to be sitting right here next to winner of The Voice, Chris Blue. And that's your real name, isn't it?
That is my real name. My mama and my daddy are responsible, and that name has been taking me all over the world. Thank you, mama. Thank you, daddy.
Was the year 2017? Was that the big year?
That was the big year. It took a year of my life. It started in 2016, ended in the spring of 2017.
Whose team were you on?
I was on team Alicia Keys, of
course. Very nice. Oh, yeah.
You know, Blake's team was filled. I tried to get on his. I tried to sneak on it, but Alicia wouldn't let me go.
Well, Blake loves you. I told him that we work together from time to time. He thinks you're a great talent.
Oh, he's an awesome guy. You know, I have a cool story about Blake Shelton. So I was in the compound one day, and I asked him, I said, hey, yo, Blake, where's my guitar? Because you give all of the artists a special gift once they make it so far. Mm-hmm. He gave his team guitars. My team got jackets. I'm very grateful for my jacket. Thank you, Alicia. But I wanted a guitar. And I said, Blake, where's my guitar? And he went into his trailer, came out with a Sharpie, signed it, and gave me that guitar.
No way.
Wow. The guitar he was playing.
It sounds
so
like it.
Really cool.
Yep. Yeah, that is cool. So, Chris, when you won The Voice, what did you see on your horizon? You probably never saw being on the Gaither stage as part of your future. You probably had other plans.
Right, not in a million. I didn't, you know, in fact, Gordon, I didn't have any plans. I wasn't in music until I got on The Voice. So, like, I don't have a history of being a solo artist. Like, me and my brothers, we sang in churches a lot, but that was, you know, from time to time, and we enjoyed that. But then as a solo artist, you know, I don't have anything, or at the time, I didn't have anything to stand on. The Voice stage was the very first opportunity, a platform I had as a solo artist. So I didn't have any plans or expectations after the show. I was just like, this is cool. This is fun. Never in a million years, though, would I ever imagine to be on a platform like this. This is awesome.
Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. The heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. When I've lost my direction, you're the compass for my way. You're the fire night when nights are long and cold. In sadness, you are the laughter that shatters all my fears. When I'm all alone, your hand is there to hold. Oh, Jesus, you're the center. Yeah. the simple things in life. You're the music in the meadows and the streams. The voices of the children, my family and my home. You're the source and finish of my heart. Of my joy, I said, Jesus, you are the center of my joy. You're my joy in sorrow. You're my hope for tomorrow. Jesus, you are the center. You are the center of my joy. Jesus, you're the center of my joy.
Chris Blue from Foundation's Hymns of My Heart, our special guest today on Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.
Hi, I'm Bill Gaither. You know, for decades now, Gloria and I have had the joy of talking with some of our close friends and lifelong influences on camera and on stages worldwide. We now have a place where you can go and watch these interviews and special stage moments all in one place. We invite you to visit the new Gaither Extra YouTube channel to enjoy timeless moments with some of your favorite artists. We are adding new content to Gaither Extra Weekly. Visit and be sure to click on the subscribe button in the right corner of the page to join our community and receive a notification each time that we release a new video. Relive these stories or discover them for the first time. Gaither Extra, heartwarming stories, everyday encouragement. This is going to be extra good.
Come and enjoy interviews, encouragement through spoken word, laughter, and fun. Enjoy a variety of content collected through the years from your friends at Gaither Music. Search YouTube for Gaither Extra.
Back here on homecomingradio.com, we got a room full of fun here.
Yeah,
hope
we
you're
do.
Having a good time with us.
Mosey Lister will live forever because of the great songs that he has written. Probably no one any more well-known than this great classic, Till the Storm Passes By. Mosey had a way to talk about our midnights and the dark of the midnight and the feelings that we're going through and express things that were important to us. His songs still live, and they should live.
In the dark of the midnight have I hid my face while the storms howl above me and there's no hiding place. Mid the crash of the thunder, precious Lord, hear my cry. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. Till the storm passes over
till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. Many times Satan whispered, there is no use to try, for there's no no hope by and by. But I know thou art with me, and tomorrow I'll rise. When the storms never darken the skies,
till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy hand.
Vocal band.
Well, our goal today was to bring a little song to your life and a smile to your face. Join us next time, and we'll be sure to once again bring the music and the smiles.
We've got so many options for you at your fingertips over at homecomingradio.com, where you can
hear more of us online, download our smartphone app, see the dates, times, and places for future Gaither concerts, events, cruises, and all the happenings.
Get the latest scoop on videos and new projects. Follow us on our social media and Facebook, and we especially love it when you leave us a note.
You can do this and much more at homecomingradio.com.
We've got so many great homecoming stations in the entire Australian region of more than 700 stations.
Wow.
Broadcasting.
That's amazing.
Including the Vision Christian Radio Network, Raymond 99.7 in Newcastle, the Hunter region, New South Wales, Australia. We just want to say a big Aussie salute.
No worries, mate.
We're out of time, but we'll be back again.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music, and you know we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com, and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com. And we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.